WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. No signs this morning that the number of COVID cases are starting to level off. Governor Murphy reporting more than 4,600 new positive tests on Sunday. More people are being tested, and that does contribute to the higher numbers. But the rapid spread is alarming to health officials, who again urge people not to travel for Thanksgiving and only host those who have lived in your household for at least 14 days. A lockdown is supposed to begin in Newark on Wednesday, extending for 10 days. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka has seen the numbers in Essex County and his city steadily rise to alarming levels.
It would be irresponsible, criminal even, for me to know what happened in the past, watch this thing create itself again, and stand by and do nothing.
Now, Baraka says every Newark resident needs to shelter in place, only leaving their homes for essential reasons. However, his office also clarified that this is an urgent advisory, not an executive order. And a spokesman for the mayor told NJ.com there will be no specific enforcement by police. Today was supposed to be a monumental day in Trenton, the passage of a bill legalizing recreational marijuana. Instead, the voting sessions have been canceled amid a group of policy disagreements, including workplace safety concerns.
Ray Cantor of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association said the state needs to err on the side of safety in allowing high-risk industries to maintain drug-free workplaces.
Now, I realize that we may be holding cannabis users to a different standard than maybe alcohol users.
Senator Nick Scutari says employers can require that people not be impaired at work, but can't tell them they can't do something legal on their off time.
Constitutionally, the people have spoken, and you can consume marijuana in New Jersey starting on January 1st. And there's nothing that we can do to stop that.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
All residents at a Paramus Veterans Home that has been decimated by coronavirus have tested negative. However, five employees have tested positive, now in quarantine. The Asbury Park Press reports letters were sent to families last week. This is the same veterans home that saw among the highest death toll of any such facility in the nation. State and federal investigations are underway. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
New Jersey's.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Look for delays with construction. Garden State Parkway South, the right and center lanes closed off for work. Exit 144 to 138. Also have a serious accident in Newark on Route 109. The express lanes north are closed between International Way and Route 22. Also affecting traffic in the local lanes northbound around 22. And then we have a collision on the turnpike. It's truck lanes north after exit 9. The left lane is closed. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. You instantly get a list of quality candidates from Indeed's resume database, and the moment you sponsor a job. Get started at Indeed.com/credit. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 6:18. I'm Alex Lee on New Jersey 101.5.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. An accident just happened at 295 northbound at exit 24 in Westville. The right lane is closed off. The car went tumbling into the woods, and we have a little bit of a backup with rubbernecking. 55 north is slow, approaching 42. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 from the All-American Auto Group traffic desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jill Myra, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:05. What is Black Friday going to look like in the Garden State amidst this pandemic?
Instead of a single in-store event, Walmart is hosting three separate Black Friday events and is offering some of its biggest deals online for curbside pickup or delivery. Walmart also is keeping track of the number of customers inside to stay within capacity limits. Target also continues to watch in-store traffic while offering most Black Friday Now deals for an entire week in stores and online. And Simon Mall properties around the state also are offering more shopping options. For instance, Jersey Shore Premium Outlets has more than a dozen stores offering curbside pickup. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:06. We're going to get an update on your holiday week forecast with Dan next.
Jersey Radio.
You're an honest voice of the people.
New Jersey 101.5.
This holiday.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We are going to go from wet to windy today. We have some pretty solid rain moving through western and southern New Jersey at the moment, and it's going to stay damp this morning before we substantially dry out around midday. That's when the sun comes out and when the wind will kick up, gusting to about 30-plus miles an hour. So temperatures will tumble today from the sticky 50s this morning into the 40s this afternoon. Tonight will be clear, dry, and cold, lows in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with lighter winds, highs in the mid-40s. We'll recover to mid-50s Wednesday. Dry during the day, but our next chance of rain will be Wednesday night into Thursday morning. New Jersey weather made possible by 1-800-CAR-CASH. Want to sell your own car? Skip the hassle and get top dollar. Go to 1-800-CAR-CASH-NJ.com for your free top dollar quote. They'll beat any verified offer. 1-800-CAR-CASH-NJ.com buys it fast for the most cash. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
We've got 57 in Somerville, Winslow 58, Old Bridge 58. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. It's a free download from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.